Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today from the Green County Chamber and Tourism Office is our office coordinator, Sheila McGregor-Pound, joining us once again. So thank you very much, Sheila, for being on.
It's great to be here. Thank you, Coltrane.
Well, Sheila, I think most of our program is going to be taken up by the big event that you got coming up here in just a week, as a matter of fact, with your annual dinner and meeting. So tell us a little bit about that.
That's correct. We'll be having our chamber annual dinner meeting on the 19th of January. It'll be out at Jefferson Community Golf Course in the clubhouse. Social time begins at 5:30, and then we'll have a buffet dinner at 6, and then from there on, we'll have our meeting. There'll be awards presented, and of course, the prestigious ABC Award will also be there. And the Chamber will also be rolling out its new strategic plan for 2018 for the Chamber and membership. And also, we'll be introducing our new board members. We have some, so we'll welcome them. We'll be recognizing our new membership.
Can you tell us a little bit? I don't want you to give away the whole enchilada here because we don't want to steal too much of your thunder, but tell us a little bit about what people will be expecting as far as the changes during your program part.
The changes during the program, you'll see a PowerPoint presentation that will be talking about the goals, the changes. There will be some possible changes within the membership structure, streamlining the benefits. There will be definitely change in the committee structure. We've added some new committees that will be working collaboratively with the Chamber Board. The committees will be ambassadors. We'll have one, business promotions team. Tourism is a new one that will be coming in. Of course, the Beltar Festival. Networking will be another new one that will be coming in. And then, of course, events. So those are some definite changes that are becoming down the pike as they are implemented into the 2018 year.
And then, of course, you're going to be doing some business milestones, too. Can you kind of give us a rundown, without giving away the names, obviously, of the milestones that you'll be presenting that night?
Yes. Each year, the Chamber reviews its membership and at how long members have been members. And our recognition plaques start at 10 years, and then it goes to 15. And then we have 25, 50, 75, and 100, and so on and so forth. And the Chamber has been in business since 1937, so we don't have anybody up in the 100-year range yet. But we do have 3 for the 10-year, we have 2 for the 25-year, and we have 1 for 50.
How much are tickets for people?
Tickets are $20 per person. They are available at the Chamber office, or you can get them at the door. And you can stop in at the Chamber office anytime during while I'm there, or you can stop in at the evening that door. So,
is there like a registration deadline or anything, or because it's a buffet, you don't have to?
Yes, we kind of like to have any RSVPs or anything by the 15th of January. Just gives us an idea of the food and things like that. So what we can kind of plan for. And so, yes, if we can have those reservations in by the 15th of January, that would be great.
Now, even though this is a kind of a chamber-led event, obviously, with your annual dinner, it's not strictly just for chamber members, though. Anybody can come see your
presentation. Oh, heavens, yes, definitely. This is true. So the public is always invited, and it's great to have them there because then they can kind of see what their chamber is doing and what we're trying to do for the businesses and organizations that are the members. So certainly, the public is definitely invited.
And then tell us a little bit about what you think about the proposed changes that will be shown that evening.
We've been working on them now for, going on probably since December, if not before. We've known changes that need to be made. Things need to be streamlined, especially now with so many things that are happening within the Green County. You've got all these wonderful, exciting things happening, and the Chamber's been finding its niche. And I think we're getting to that point. I think we'll be able to present that to our membership as well as to the public. And I'm really looking forward to it because the changes, I think, will be really good. It'll streamline, it'll be easier to understand, and we're hoping that everything is just as it should be.
All right. Well, that's not the only thing that the Chamber is involved with, obviously. You're still continuing your Java and Juice programs, which actually goes on today.
Yes, the Java and Juice today is at Cobblestone Hotel and Suites, and it'll be from 9:30 to 10, so come on out. Public is always invited out here. It's great to have you out there. One thing that's been wonderful about these Java and Juice, and I appreciate Jefferson Matters Main Street working with us and continuing through the year to bring in the people from outside their boundary. And it's been amazing in comments that we've heard from people as they come. We're so glad these are happening, and because I've learned so much. And it's interesting enough Coltrane that people in our own community, they're going, oh, wow, I didn't know you guys did that. I didn't know that you did that. And so it's been pretty exciting. It's been a very learning experience as well. So that's pretty cool, too.
And can you preview the final two that'll be coming up later on this month?
The final two that'll be coming up after the cobblestone, we'll be going to the gardens out on Grimmel Road, out by the hospital. And then we will, at the week after that, we'll be at Genesis.
And you have control of this program at least up until April, but all slots have been filled now.
Yes, we're excited. Every single Friday of each month through March 31 is filled. And so we're looking forward to talking with these businesses and hearing a little bit more about them.
And of course, a couple of other things just to kind of throw out there for people is actually tomorrow there's going to be a concert held over at the Prairie Blue Creative Arts Center.
This is true. Chad Elliott comes back to Prairie Blue for in concerts. So be sure and come up there. It's usually a bring your own drink and its donations are accepted.
And that concert will start at 8 o'clock. The doors will open at 7:30. Also, we want to put out a reminder for the Jefferson Public Library that on Tuesday, they'll have a couple of different public input meetings at the First Presbyterian Church on Tuesday, January 16th.
That's correct. It's a community forum asking the question, where do you want your library to go? So I think that'll be very interesting. They're asking the public to come and attend and ask questions and give comments.
And we just want to remind people that's at 2 and 7 o'clock, and those are both free meetings for people to attend.
Correct.
Now, some of the stuff we're getting from your News and Views newsletter that I think is a great resource for people to update them on what's going on, chamber-related events and some maybe not chamber-related events, but that comes out every week on Friday. Can you explain that process and about how you can get involved or at least receive the newsletter?
Yes, basically, if you'd like to receive the newsletter, it's not strictly for chamber membership. It was originally put there for that, but we're also trying to pull in the other communities so that, and basically it's call the chamber and say, I'd like to receive the newsletter. And usually if you've got something that you want to share in it, the deadline is on Thursday at noon.
And that's our guest for today's Community State Bank and Payton Let's Talk Green County program here with Chamber Office Coordinator Sheila McGregor Pound. Community State Bank and Payton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.